In this episode, Epic cables for lats, and I am sweating my balls off, and I'll explain why coming up in this episode. Sweating balls.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Test. Test Ickles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 694 of the Daily Mother, a swole, the most muscular swolecast, beercast, broadcast, gangcast, mancast, pimpcast, nipplecast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Little piece of a sweet potato from some damage I did earlier. So this just happened. And if you're listening on the podcast, the reason why I said in the intro that I am sweating balls is because the air conditioner is loud as shit, the fan is loud as shit, and it's hot as shit in Florida, and I have to turn all that stuff down if I want to get quality audio, so I sweat. This is literally a sweatshop. It's a swole sweatshop, and this is what I do for you, fam. This is what I do for you. So appreciate me. Appreciate Papa Swolio. Stroke my ego a little bit. Like, just make me happy right now. Just float some hearts, float some biceps. Just, I don't know, just do something. Do something. Do it. What's going on, fam? I'm just kidding. I don't need you. I don't need you. Okay, I do need you. I do need you. Like, if you're not here, then there's just no point. But be that as it were, 694. What up, lovers? What up, virtual love fam, virtual gain fam? Where the fuck is YouTube at? YouTube's falling asleep. YouTube's taking a nap. Welcome, everyone, joining for the Triple Live broadcast. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all at Swolenormous, of course. And if you want to catch the podcast, remember SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts. Let me try to bring Instagram down a notch so you can see a little bit more of my nips. There you go. I mean, I know Instagram. I've been getting a lot of comments on Instagram saying, we need more nips. So, I mean, all right, there you go. You got some more nips on IG. Come on, people. What's going on, everyone? Welcome, everyone listening to the podcast, everyone watching live, watching the replay. What is the dealie? Yo. So today's episode 694, we're going to talk about cables for the lats. We're going to go back to some training stuff. We're going to go back to some lat work. And that's contextual because I'm going to be doing back today. And I was going to work out yesterday. I did not. I did some yoga instead. So I'm going to work out today. I shall. And I'm going to do back. And I thought I was going to do deadlifts. I don't know. My lower back, like, I'm feeling more sore today than I was yesterday for when I was doing legs the other day. So I'm not sure if I'm going to do deadlifts or not. I may do partials. I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm in the mood for deadlifts, but I am going to do cables. And that's why I wanted to talk to you all about, because there is a great method. And I'll post up another training video about this and I'll rage about it and I'll discuss it. But cables are great for many, many reasons. I'm going to name a few here and you can ask some questions about back exercise, back training, cables for back, or just cables in general. I'm just going to give some pointers on some back training today specifically. But let me say some hi to the fam. My sis got snow. Fuck snow. It's hot as balls. Kevin White, new to the channel. What up, Kevin? Yeah, if it's your first time, I don't care where you're watching. If it's your first time watching the swole, watching the gain train, watching a bearded legend flex live on camera and just grow as we speak. Make sure you say Virgin Swole. Make sure you say it's your first time. I'll try to give you a shout out if I can. Abigail on Facebook, what up? Lemon Dupree, Hara. Must be nice. I got cold wind and rain. Well, yeah, it's fucking hot enough for, it's hot enough for anyone right now. It's so hot. It's like 80s down here, like low 80s. Earlier today when I posted, it said 77. It wasn't, I don't know what weather tower they're taking the temperature from. It felt like 95, but it's coming. The crazy thing is, it's not even April yet. You know, obviously tomorrow's April 1st, but fuck, it's already here. Like, the fact that it's so hot right now in like 2 months is going to be ungodly. And that was one of the reasons originally, if you watch back on the earlier episodes of the Daily Swole, when I talk early, I mean like the first few, like the first 20, 30, 40, 60, whatever it was, you'll notice that the first episodes I was out on the porch. I was out on the porch because I started broadcasting like in February or March, you know, for the first episodes, maybe April, whatever. But then, and it was at 12 noon every day. So I was doing it on the porch, and then all of a sudden it became like April or May, or it was May, whatever. And all of a sudden every day at 12, I was just sweating and it was so fucking hot. I had to come indoors. So then the Daily Swole has just been indoors ever since, you know, for the most part. Sometimes I'm walking around or some of those episodes, but that's originally why I came inside, because that 12 noon was a great idea until summer rolled around and it was just fucking disgusting. So let's talk about back training. If you have any questions about cables, you could jump into that. Ask me. If you have not yet checked out, who here has checked out the anti-diet nutrition workshop that I just launched yesterday? Is anyone having trouble with that? Anyone having issues? For example, if you sign up for the workshop, let's say you sign up now, cause I'm playing the workshop every hour. If you signed up, let's say now, that's for the 6 p.m. After 6 p.m. is over, like once you get towards the end of that, 7 o'clock, your link, your sign up is not going to be valid. So you can sign up, but make sure you're signing up for that hour. But it's okay, because when you get the confirmation emails, you also get a link to re-register, because sometimes you'll sign up and then something comes up and you can't watch it at the moment. That's fine. Just sign up again. You can just re-register for the workshop. There's no big deal. But if you register for the 6 p.m., that link that you have is good for the 6 p.m. So if you can't watch, you come back at 8 p.m., the original link is, you're gonna have to re-register for the workshop, which is fine. But just make sure that you're aware of that if for whatever reason you haven't had a chance to check it out yet. But you get all that information in your email. So whatever email you put in, make sure you put in your email right, because that's where all the communique shall be. So if you caught the workshop, we have Love It Sweet. You were raging on the golfers. Oh yeah, the earlier ones. Yeah, I was raging on the, well, they suck. I don't know what's going on with the golf course, actually. I think they've been either claiming insurance or they're rebuilding something, but there has been golfers on there like all winter. So either the golf course is in extreme trouble because they just missed like entire prime time, like their entire prime season is gone. So I don't know why they have been having golfers out there, but like there are some trees that are still down from the hurricane like 6 months ago. So either they were trying to claim insurance or someone bought it out or they're like going to do some kind of overhaul. I don't know, but there's been like no activity. Every once in a while, people are cleaning shit up and doing some kind of like lawn tending, but there's been no one out there and half the grass is dying. So something's going on. Something's bankrupt or they're building or they're doing some kind of like huge renovation or overhaul or something. I just can't imagine how many millions of dollars are losing, but be that as it may, fuck golf, fuck all that shit, waste of time, stupid sport, in my opinion. But, you know, I'm not saying it's easy. Some of you might like to play golf, but that's like one of the most lopsided weekend warrior injurious sports ever, because people that sit on their butt all day go out there and then add a explosive torque one direction all the time, and people get hurt all the time playing golf because it's amazing amounts of torque. Most people have bad form. You're swinging a freaking huge metal stick, and these are people that are usually in offices all day that go and play golf, and no one's switch hitting when they play golf. So you get a lot of it's really, really high risk factor for golf. So in terms of back, one of the reasons why I like cables a lot, and I'm going to keep it pretty general, but I can answer some specific questions if you have it. One of the reasons why I like to do cables for back is because you don't have to stress the lower body. If you do a lot of cables for back or you use cables in certain ways, you can get angles that you can't necessarily hit with free weights. Now, you can do pull-ups, okay, but everyone can only do so many pull-ups. You can only get so many different angles for a pull-up easily. And not everyone could do a pull-up. So you have pull-downs, you have different grip positions, you get narrow, you get wide, you get underhand, you got neutral, you got all these different types of grip positions. So you have a lot of variety you can add with cables. You can also move in a way that keeps resistance on the muscle. So with a cable, there's always a set angle of pull. When you have a dumbbell or a barbell, it's gravity, right? So gravity is going to pull it straight down no matter what. With a cable, you can kind of arch, you can arc your back, you can turn, you can arc your back, you can arch your back, you can turn, you can twist, and you can get a little bit more of the fiber activation, because not every single muscle fiber goes the same direction in the body. I don't know how much you know about anatomy, but you don't have like, oh, muscles run up and down. You got muscles going from the origin into the insertion point, and they're coming at it from all different angles, depending on where the fibers are originating from and where the insertion point is. So, and that's one of the reasons why muscles are named certain things. They're based on the shape. They're based on the origin point, the insertion point, the location, the size, the action of the muscle, the innervation, like the anatomical location. There's, I think, 7 or 8 different ways that muscles are named, right? How many heads, the shape, trapezoid, how many heads, biceps, triceps, you know, brachial, you know, biceps brachii. It's in the brachial area of the body anatomically. So there's different ways the muscles are named, and a lot of those shapes relate to or have to do and correlate with the angle and the direction of the fibers. And you want to make sure that you're trying to hit those different angles. And that's why a variety works. That's why doing an incline or doing a reverse bench press can hit different fibers, clavicular fibers, or doing dips can hit lower chest a little bit more. And certain fibers, like there's no lower chest per se, but there are fibers that will be unique to the lower area of the chest. And there is an actual upper part of the chest. You have the clavicular head, you have the sternal head. So you have different areas of the chest. And the same thing with different muscles. You have certain parts of certain muscles that have different angles where the fibers come in from the side a little bit more than vertical. So that's why these different angles work. And that's why variety works. The basics are most important, but the angles are also beneficial. Now, if you don't have the basics right, I wouldn't go playing around with all these fucking angles. A lot of people are trying to build peak, right? Peak in their biceps before they have mass. A lot of people are trying to add shape before they have mass. Like, you have to stick with the basics and build some fucking beef on your body and then start carving it out and start shaping. Like, you can't shape things that don't have any, like, you can't create a sculpture with not enough clay, right? You can't make a 10-foot sculpture if you only have enough for a 6-foot sculpture, right? So you need to have, like, that. You got to create that foundation, got to create those blocks so you can chip away and carve away and then, you know, get into the nitty gritty. So build some mass. So once you have those basics and once you have those foundations, then you can start playing around with certain angles. What I like about cables is it's a great way to hit the lower lats. And that's because you can get a great stretch. And to break down a little bit more of the anatomical, I was going to say anatomical, and then I wanted to say anatomy. So the anatomy. To break down a little bit the anatomy or the kinesiology of the lats actually originate from the pelvis. It actually touches your hip. It originates from your hip and from the thoracolumbar fascial tissue right there in the lower back. So it inserts all the way up into the inside, the intertubercular groove. It's been a while since I've looked at my anatomy book, but on the inside, it kind of goes under the armpit of the humerus and inserts into the same location just about as the pec major. So because the lats are such a huge muscle, a lot of people just work the upper part, right? You're not getting the lower part of the lats. So that means you need to start activating and lengthening and really getting involved the hips and getting involved with movements that will trigger a stretch or improve like the elasticity and get that lengthening of the fibers in the origination portion of the lats. So one of my favorite exercises, I'm going to talk about it now. That's going to be the next video. I just posted on Instagram and Facebook my humerus workout vids, and I'll post another one. I don't know if I can get it done tonight. I'll see. Maybe I'll post it tomorrow, but a great exercise, amazing exercise that targets the lower lats. And I do it on the cable machine, but the way I position myself extends the hip on that side for the lats and allows for a full stretch and even some kind of a hip drop, hip height combination where you're actually lengthening the pelvis on the right side while you are in shoulder. I'm going slowly because I want to say it right in case you have any freaking kinesiology, you know, keyboard jockeys out there. While you're in shoulder flexion, and you could also even get some external rotation. So you really can get all the fibers lengthened maximally, because what the lats do, the lats play a role with that actual adduction, bringing the arm towards the body. The lats also do shoulder extension, bringing the arm, the humerus down. The lats also do internal rotation of the humerus. It'll turn the arm in. And also because of the origin, the insertion points of the lats, when the lats contract, you tend to arch your back, because it pulls across that thoracolumbar fascia and that extension in the lower back. So that's why a lot of people have a huge lower back arch. They have weak glutes, tight hip flexors, which tilts the hips forward. And because of that, that Jenga reaction with the skeleton, you'll get an increased extension of the lower back, which puts pressure on the vertebrae and the intervertebral discs, not good. And not to mention, most people are really tight in their lats because you're driving, you're at computers, you're texting over, your arms are always like locked in place. So you have really tight lats, you have really weak hips and imbalanced hips. So you get a lot of compression in the lower back. And also the heels, men wearing sneakers, women wearing heels. So you really are just fucking destroying your lower back all the time. So that's another reason to do core work, proper core work, and yoga and all those things I talk about, and glute activation. And those of you that are in, those of you that have jumped on the, those of you that got into the Swolenormous X platform, my site, through the special offer on the nutrition workshop, and also the, those of you that are already members, you know, like the glute pack and everything in Swolenormous X is really about core activation, but the right way, like glute activation. And when you're starting from hip stability, it'll help above and below the hips. And one of the reasons why I like to do this exercise I'm explaining with the cable row, with my hip drop, hip hike, I could really suck the stomach in and actually flex the lower back, get flexion in the lumbar spine while I'm stretching. And I go really light and slow. And sometimes I go a little bit heavier and I kind of, you know, the way I'm pulling, but it's a very safe position because when I'm at full extension or, you know, or shoulder flexion, but when I'm at the, you know, this full stretch movement of this cable exercise I'm talking about, it's a single arm cable, but the way I do it, I'll have to show you. So stay tuned for that. I just can't explain it here. Just like maybe a couple millimeters or an inch beyond my full range of motion is where the stack will hit with the cable. So I'm not putting a lot of like, I don't have to get up and yank. There's not gonna be a lot of yanking pressure in my lower back. I can almost like fully stretch and like just touch the stack and kind of rest and then kind of boom, drive with the heavy weight, let it back slowly and touch, take a breath and do like almost like interval or like pause repetitions and go super heavy. And you're, it's a really secure position. The length of the bench at my gym, really like it digs right into the top of the hip so I can lock out that hip and really, it almost pulls apart the hip with the, it's a great, great fucking exercise. And there are probably certain ways to modify depending on the length of your bench. Whether you're at home with bands, you can mimic this. And all you got to do is set up like a bench or set up some kind of like support where you can lock yourself out for a single arm. So I love single arm exercise on cables. And that's really where I want to go with this conversation before we jump off, because I'm going to be only here for a few more minutes. If you have questions, make sure you drop them. First off, I'm sweating. Second off, time to get my pump on. But I like single arm cables a lot. I think bilateral exercise are great, especially with cables, but do not underestimate the beauty and the power of cable with, you know, band back exercise and cable back exercise, single arm, because of you can get a stretch with the lats that you can't get with two arms. So otherwise, let's say you're doing a pull down, you're going up and down, but with a single arm, you can get up. And then if you have like, you know, your thighs locked out, you can get that stretch and it comes up across. And then you pull down and you get a lot of like a sweeping movement. You get a lot of width. You get a lot of those fibers that don't normally get hit with the lats when you're just doing a two arm or when you're just doing a row and you're keeping your arms close. So I really encourage you, if you do cables and if you do back exercise like that, to do a single arm. Try some single arm exercises. They are amazing. They are amazing. So drop in the comments below what you think about single arm cable exercises for back. But that is my epic cable knowledge nuke for today. I'll keep it simple, and we could always expand on this in other episodes, but I'll keep it simple and straight to the point for those that are tuning in. No questions or very few questions. How's Facebook doing? Are we good quality? I don't see a lot of things popping up. Usually Facebook's lit and on fire, but if there's ever any kind of connection breakup or you're not getting audio clear, just check out the podcast later. Great idea. Cool. All right. So it's working. Stretch is amazing. All right. So everyone's, don't fall asleep on me, fam. I don't care. Look, I know you got stuff going on. I know I'm ranting, but make sure you're always mashing those thumbs up, you know, dropping some comments. Even if you're just giving gorilla grunts or floating some biceps, you're not spamming the comments. That lets me know that a couple things. It lets me know, one, the stream didn't freeze, like it's working and everyone's hearing what I'm saying, like, oh, cool, it's good. Because I hate it when like I don't see any comments for a long time, and then someone's like, oh, the audio is cutting out. It's like, why didn't you tell me 10 minutes ago when, you know, the last comment appeared? Plus, it gets me amped up. It's like, yeah, it's like, you know, it's almost like you going, Papa Swolio, Papa, go Swolio, go, do it, daily soul. And I'm over here going like this. I'm talking, but in my mind, like, I see the comments, I see the hearts. I'm like, so in my brain, I'm like, and then I'm just, it gets me more amped. So, yeah. So it does a couple things. It lets me know you're alive. It lets me know you're paying attention. It lets me know you agree or you disagree or you like what I'm saying. And, you know, like I said, it lets me know that the stream is not frozen or we're good with like connection and stuff. It's not like I'm going to do anything if the connection's bad. It's gonna be like, oh, well, shit, we'll catch the podcast later. What can you do? But at least I'm aware. I'm not expecting a question or something. Single arm is fucking awesome. Good pull. Stretch is amazing. Great idea. Yes. comments on the Shinstagram. Let me try to turn this